Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur, where we saw the steel and the Rambam. Rambam, on one hand, says if a man is mezana with a woman, they both say that he's the father. His wife, after he dies, his wife has duchalitza, because we have a suffix, maybe just like this woman is mezana with him, she was mezana with someone else, ever this man, his wife has duchalitza, misafik. And the Achronim ask, guy, there's a steer in Hilchos Trumas, the Rambam paskins, that if a woman is impregnated by a Kohen, and she says, I know it's him, and he says, I know it's him, she's allowed to eat Truma. Why is she allowed to eat Truma? Because they both say that he's the father. So how come when it comes to Truma, we believe them? We accept her Bari, but when it comes to Hilchos Yibum, we don't. So the Avnei Miluim answers, then when it comes to Truma, the Nidon is her. She allowed to eat Truma, so we accept her Bari. She can testify. She could say Bari about herself. But when it comes to her, when it comes to Yibum, that there the Nidon is the man. Is the man's wife Chayevus and Yibum or not? There she's not. We don't accept the Bari of the woman he was Mizana with. So when the Nidon is yourself, so then you could say Bari for yourself, but you can't say Bari for someone else. And then we asked the Avnei Miluim, and we said, wait a second, when talking about Truma, it's not just regarding her. The Nidon isn't only her. The Nidon is also regarding the Truma. Because you're mafsid the Truma. If you're eating Truma B'Issa, you're mafsid the Truma. So on the tzad that he's not the father, she's being mafsid the Truma. And to bring you a soul from this, we saw Zechariah ben Akatsiv says, Mishnah Kesubit Chavzayin Amid Beis, he and his wife were taken captive. He said, absolutely, I was with her the whole time. All right, we were holding hands. We were with Mamish together the whole time. And they didn't contaminate her. And they didn't accept what he said. Midin Eidus, you can't be machshir her because like it says in the Mishnah, Ed Meir Al Atzma. What about Midin Bari? He's saying Bari, she's saying Bari. When it comes to marriage, and you have two people who say the husband's dead and two people say the husband's alive, she can marry one of the Eidim. If she's a Bari and the Eidus Bari, that's a Doraisa, the husband might still be alive. So most certainly then, when it comes to here at the Rabbanan by Shvuya, the Midaraisa, she's permitted to her husband. Why can't we believe both of them on their baris? That's the kasha. Why don't we accept both of their baris that we that she's permitted to her husband, that she wasn't violated? So to answer this kasha, says Marina Rabbeinu, the Rosh Yeshiva Reb Chaim Zatzal as follows. We have a sugya in Maseches Yevamos 88b. The Tanya Menayin Shim Lo Ratz, I don't know if the Kohen doesn't want to separate from Tuma and from women he's forbidden to. Depano, that we force him. We hit him until he separates. Tamalom Rikidashto, Mal Korchba says Rikidashto. It's even against his will. And the Gemara says that it's talking about a case where there's Trey Utrey, and the two people say that your husband's dead, two people say that your husband's alive, and she marries one of her Adim, and she says, Bari Li. Normally we say, Lo Seitzei. And here, Mafkinan Mine. Here, we make them separate. So since it could be that when they were married, she was married to this Kohen. Her husband was alive, as the Adam come and say. In other words, she married one of the Adam who said that her husband's dead. But now, Adam come and say, no, no, no. Your husband was alive when you married the second man. So we force them to separate. Why do we force them to separate? Because maybe she's a zona. She was sleeping with the second man, with her Kohen second husband, when her first husband was still alive. So she's a zona, so they have to separate. Normally we say, lo seitze. But here, mafkina lamine. And the Gemara explains, it's Surei Kahuna Shaini, that here we're dealing with Isser Kahuna. So, the Chachamim were Machmir. Not to be Somech on the Eidus of the Kohen and the other Eid, and allow her to stay married to the Kohen. We're Machmir Al Kahuna. We don't want the Kohen to be married to a Suffix Zona, but normally, Lo Seitzeh, here Seitzeh. So what's pshat in the Gemara? Surik una shiny. What's pshat? So it doesn't mean that they made a maila b'surei kahuna, that they're not samech on bari. But rather, there's another reason involved. And that is that that bari is effective is dafka b'surei de'esh asish. Because by the isur of Eish Asish, the etzem isur hurakul ba'alei dvarim. V'akfiya shel beizdin hirak midin afrushe me'isure. That bari is effective is dafka in isurim of Eish Asish. There, the etzem isur is only for the ba'alei dvarim, and the kfi of the beizdin is lafrushe me'isure. And if so, the ikur nidon isn't klapi the beizdin themselves, it's only klapi the ba'alei din. That the kfi of the Beis Din is an outcome of the Isser that is on the Baalei Din. And therefore we can have this chiddush that Bari is effective. You can say, Bari, I know my husband's dead, I trust the aid, I can marry the aid. And the Yisod is only in a place where the Beis Din themselves are Mesupik, and they have to be Machmir. Then the Beis Din forces them to be Mekayim their Din. And the Beis Din is mafresh them in asafe kamom in avadai. That's when the Beis Din isn't sure. But when they are sure, they know emes barade teir suin makom lekufim itzad afrushele sura. In other words, Beis Din has a job to be mafresh them the isur, right? If it's Beis Din's issues, then Beis Din has to do what Beis Din has to do. But here it's their issues, afrushe me sura. Beis Din has to do afrushe me sura. But here there's no Afrushim Eisura because they say there's no Isur involved. So here the Nidon is Klape the Baalei Din. Beis Din has to be Mafresh them Eisur. And they say there is no Isur. They say there's no Suffolk. They have no reason to be Machmir. And by Isurei Kahuna, the Chiddush is V'kidashto Ahalacha Mechudeshes. That if he doesn't want to separate from her, tapno. In other words, there's a special din on the Beis Din. It's a din on the Beis Din. It's not a din lafusha meisur for the Baalei Din. The Beis Din has to make sure that the Kedushas HaKohuna stays strong. And it emerges that the kfi of the Beis Din b'surei kohuna is not only mitaras afusha meisur mitzad isur derami ala Beis Din, ela mitzad achiyuv sheyesh lam atzman lidok shetiskayim Kedushas Kohuna. Not mitzad the Baalei Din. It's not the chiv on the Beis, and the Beis Din has to preserve the kedusha of the kahuna. And Ramele b'chai gavna that it's trey u'trey, so the bari of the Baalei Din doesn't help, because the Beis Din has a suffix. It's the Beis Din's din. If it's the Baalei Din's din, and they say there's no Isser involved, so Beis Din doesn't get involved to do afrushim Isser to separate them from the Isser. But if it's din on the Beis Din, that the Beis Din has to make sure to preserve kedusha's kahuna, and this trey u'trey, then they get involved. If it's a suffix, that they're suffix regarding them, so they can be mevalid the suffix with their bali. But if it's a suffix vis-a-vis the Beis Din, then their bari doesn't help. The Beis Din still has their din of v'kidashto. V'al pize yesh lomar. והוכינמי בנידון דשבויה. זאת אומרת, אנחנו רוצים עכשיו להפרש את הנידון של השבויה, שמה? דאף שמצד הנידון של הפרושי מי סורי, שפירו ישייך לסמוך הבורי דיד הוא. That it's true. When we talk about the שבויה again, what's the case? A man and a woman, a husband and a wife are taken captive. She's an Ashes Cohen. And where our concern is that she was violated by the Gentile captors. So mitzad, the nida, and we said, we don't listen to the husband. We said, you're not made. So the Chasam Soif and Rabbi Kiva Eger ask, right, he's not made. What about both of their baris? Bari works trey u'trey, and she can marry one of the Edom, trey u'trey, that her husband's dead. Two that he's dead, two that he's alive. She can marry one of the Edom. So here also, why can't we rely on her bari? You could be samech on their bari. But here we're dealing with a surei kahuna. A surei kahuna is a naya zach, yesh po halacha mechudeshet. Harei nosaf b'zeh gam anidon la'beis din, mishum halacha de v'kidashtoi. Kan yesh nidon ala beis din, yesh din v'kidashto ala beis din. V'klapei ha-beis din lo mahani bori ditu klal. Vis-a-vis the beis din, their bari is ineffective, because beis din has a chiyuv. And that's the Mishnah of Zechariah ben Akatziv. You know why their bari doesn't help to be matir them? Because the nidun here is on the beis din to preserve the v'kidashtoi. It should be noted there's a second lashon there in Yevamos, and according to the second lashon of Yevamos, we don't prove this point. But this is all according to the first lashon, that since it's a nidon and the beis din, so memela we don't say that we trust their bari. Rabbi Yisai, why am I telling you all of this? I'm telling you this because mitba'er mikol ze yisod dvareinu. From this you see that our yisod is a correct yisod. The loy mahani bari li ele kishakol anidon urak lebalei dinim atzman. Bari only helps when the nidon is the balei dinim themselves, the litigants themselves. Well, when the safek is also lididon, that we have a safek, there the balei dinim's bari doesn't help us. And according to this, proves our yisod, like we saw by the truma, right? What do the Avnei Miluim want to say? The Avnei Miluim wanted to say, you know why we believe her by the truma? We believe her when it comes to the truma, because that's only nogea to her. And memela, we can believe her in what's nogea to her. But what did we prove in the previous year? We proved that the nidon of truma is not only nogea to her. It's nogea to us. We have to preserve the truma. We have to make sure it's not eaten by zorim. We have to make sure that it's called destroying the truma. That's mechal the kedushas truma. So we have to make sure it's not eaten by zorim. So how can we trust her bari to say that the kohen is the father of this child and I can eat truma? We only trust someone's bari when it's only nogea to them, but here it's nogea to the truma. So. Nafal pira pita bibira, as they say in Spanish. So the whole teretz of the Heilig Avnei Miluim is unfortunately rendered unteretzed. So, Mirza Hashem, in the next shir, we will see the how to be metaretz to Avnei Miluim. לקיים את תירוצו, ובעזר השם יזבורך, אנחנו נראה נפלאות מתורת השם. אז אנא הישארו עמנו, ותפסתם רובה לא תפס, תפסתם לא תפסת, אז אנחנו נעמוד כאן. שלום שלום אהובי, ידידיי מוריי ורבותיי.